Good afternoon, everyone. This is Eleanor Fondren again with Beyond Temptation. And my topic tonight is You Have a Choice. I want to speak about why some people begin to use drugs. It may not be something that just started with them. It could be biopsychosocial. And what I mean by that is it can be something that's hereditary. We found many studies that show that alcoholism is hereditary. And in a lot of households, a majority of the time when the parents are indulging certain substances, children tend to follow in their footsteps. Socially, a lot of times it's peer pressure. It's your environment and things of that nature. That's the psychological effects is something that could be devastating, that could even affect your health as you use or many years to come. And people don't look at that aspect of years to come. I mean, I've known many people who went blind because of their constant use of cocaine. A lot of people don't talk about that, but it happens. And so tonight I want to talk about having a choice. Your decision to use or not to use will affect your life in many ways that you never even thought of. I mean, it could affect your health in years to come. It could affect the kind of job opportunities that are available to you. You could miss out on some of the most important parts of your life. I mean, I've seen people miss their children baptisms, and I mean, like things that you don't realize that are very important, you can miss out on, you know, just that time you're spending getting high, just doing effective things. You may lose friends. You know, I mean, some people think it's cool and it's the in crowd, but honestly, there's a lot of people who don't think it's cool at all. A lot of those people are the ones who become very successful in their careers, who've chosen not to use. I mean, we all have our vices. However, some people think it's totally not cool to use. And, you know, you may feel like it's one of the rituals of growing up, but at the same time, there's a lot of people who don't. And in that world, I used to also think, wow, you know, everybody does something. Now that I'm sober, none of my friends use. So I don't know if it was a facade or it was just something that the substances have me thinking. However, everyone does not use. So we want to make that clear. You don't use and things will look better for you in your life. You'll develop a strong sense of independence that will definitely help you to succeed in life. You will excel in many things. And you will spend a lot of time as a young adult trying to figure it out. You may not quite know where you want to be in life. However, that will definitely slow your progress down. So I was thinking, you know, in my topic, I wanted to also touch on why people may use drugs. I think I said a lot of time it's peer pressure, but I believe a lot of children start to use, and young adults, is because they want to feel grown up. They want to rush it. And I don't necessarily see a need to rush growing up. You know, we all want to be older than what we are. Take those times, those childhood times. Take your time growing up. I mean, it's no hurry. Once you get there, you're really going to be wanting to turn back the hands of time. For instance, look at all the commercials where people are trying to turn back the hands of time, all the beauty products they're using, and wish they were young again. So in saying that, never rush your youth. Take your time growing up. Learn to enjoy the moment. Okay? A lot of people say they do it to have fun. I mean, some people like to skydive to have fun. However, if you're taking a chance on killing yourself and you consider that fun, I wouldn't consider that fun. However, I've heard a lot of people say, yeah, it was fun, you know, hanging out with my friends, smoking a little weed or drinking a little drink and acting a little crazy. You can still have fun without alcohol. As a matter of fact, at some of my seminars, I have a pamphlet with 101 ways to have fun without drugs and alcohol. I don't have it with me, but I'm sure that we can emphasize on the drugs and alcohol to have fun with several activities. I mean, as far as hiking, camping, sports, bike riding, exercising, painting. It is just so much you can do that does not have to involve drinking or driving. I mean, that too, but drinking and using drugs. Some people also claim they use it just to rebel against their parents or other authoritative figures. In the long run, we should know the cardinal rules to respect your parents. And in the long run, the outcome of that is you're only actually hurting yourself. And to do what everyone else is doing is one I've heard. I just want to do it because everybody else is doing it. And again, I'll go backwards and say everyone is not doing it. That is a misconception. It is a very big misconception. Everyone does not use drugs. And I think that is probably one of the biggest misconceptions. Well, everybody does something, you know. We have to come up with something more credible, because how do you know what everyone's doing? I mean, it's like a culture. Drug use is a culture. Usually when you're using, you find other people who are just like you. I mean, and that goes for anything you do in life. You gotta find the familiar. So maybe trying to go outside your box and hang out with some people who do different things, and it may rub off and you'll start to think different. A lot of people like to use because they say it relaxes them. Well, I've heard the thing, especially with marijuana, that it helps to relax. And I'm going to state that I am not a physician, however, and I don't give medical advice. However, I've heard that people are getting prescribed marijuana to help with some of these symptoms. However, if you want to consider that, you need to speak with a licensed physician and make sure that you're abiding all laws and regulations when it comes to that. However, people can be also addicted to anything that is prescribed. You want to keep that in mind as well. So there's probably some upsides as well as downsides to it. You might want to talk to a mental health therapist or something like that, or a psychiatrist, to see what they can help you to prescribe if you're having trouble sleeping or dealing with anxiety or something like that. So, or insomnia, things like that. If you're having trouble sleeping or relaxing at night, and you're having problems coping with, you know, the daily pressures of life, you might want to go talk to somebody professional and see what kind of coping skills that they can help you with on that. Sometimes I give a lot of coping skills. However, that's not my subject today. But, you know, you can stick around and I'll give you a lot of coping skills. As a matter of fact, I'm about to conduct a stress relief workshop November the 2nd in Forest City, Arkansas at the Larry Bryant Wellness Center, where I'll be giving some positive coping skills versus negative coping skills, because regardless, a lot of people don't realize that drug use is a coping skill. However, it is a negative coping skill, not a positive one. And on that note, all of us, no matter how old we are, want to be liked by other people. We want to fit in with a crowd. You know, as you become a teenager and you grow through your teenage years, you'll be very much influenced by friends and family members. However, you know, some peer pressure can be good. especially if it's on a positive note. You know, friends can encourage each other to get good grades. You can develop important clubs and hobbies, and it can be good, and you know, to build those connections. Hold on just a second. Oh, sorry for that interruption. That was my husband. So, you know, some peer pressure can be positive, as long as it's, you know, helping with school or work, or to help. Some people will help you stay off drugs, and they'll tell you that's not cool. But you have to kind of go outside your familiar and be around people who are different than what your familiar is. Because some of these are learned behaviors, as we talked in the beginning, biopsychological, social, you know. It's your decision whether you use drugs or not. But just know, if you do use drugs, it could affect your health now, today, or years later. Again, the type of jobs you get. You might not ever qualify for a certain type of job, especially if you're trying to get like a government or a state job or something where they test regularly. It's just, it'll be one of those things where you'll always be trying to maneuver around, you know, getting tested. So it's just not even worth the risk. I mean, you could definitely miss out on big opportunities in life because of the substances. I mean, you know, as far as it's very important to remember that users are usually wind up abusers, and abusers, we know where that leads. They're the real losers, and drugs are harmful. They can cause death and permanent damage to your body. We're talking about, you know, liver and kidney failure. I mean, eventually dialysis. We're talking about illnesses such as hepatitis C. I mean, in your life, you're going to be offered drugs. I would say the most dangerous drug you can take is the one that you take too much of and your body can't handle. It's ridiculous to say that one drug is worse than another. There can be some that can hurt your body. And of course, you can get arrested for having possession. So in the long run, it's just not going to be a good outcome. You know, alcohol is a legal drug. And we see how many fatalities a year that happens because of drunk driving. And a lot of times it's the innocent people who wind up hurt in that situation. So just make positive choices. Make the correct choice. And this is what I didn't hit on before closing. Drugs will lead you to poverty, homelessness. It's not the factor of, it's just one of the small factors of homelessness, but you can wind up losing everything, your friends, your family, your loved ones. Stay clean. If you have a religious base, stay in your faith, you know, that no matter what your faith or religion is, it will guide you in a positive manner. Be around people who motivate you. Friend up if possible. But however, just stay clean. I just wanted to share what was on my mind with you guys tonight, and I hope someone gets something out of this message. And thank you, and have a great evening.